Recording has started, so Jean, you can go ahead with your intro.
This is Jean Munson, age 33. Today is Friday, October 2nd, 2020. I am located in Las Vegas, Nevada, and my relationship to my partner today is she's a colleague of mine.
Hello, my name is Cheryl Guinan. My age is, oh my gosh, 38. Today is Friday, October 2nd, 2020. My location is Reno, Nevada, and my relationship with Jean is I met her through Newell, and I am the lucky mother of Addison.
Hi, I'm Addison, and I'm 10. Today is Friday, October 22nd, 2020. And Reno, Nevada.
So I'm really thankful that I get to see both mother and daughter in this space. I think, Addison, you're really brave being here on the air with us. So I had the fortunate time of spending the summer with your mom and getting to know her through our new leadership program, 6 days for the first time ever remote. Cheryl, can you tell me like who you were before new leadership?
Before new leadership, I always kind of fulfilled leadership roles, but I would have to say I might not have been as confident as a leader as I am today after experiencing new leadership Nevada. I was a mother beforehand. I was a student. I was a hospital employee for 12 years at our local hospital here in Reno. I loved my job, but, I definitely stepped into my own power more after experiencing Newell, and it's been quite an exciting journey so far.
So you were definitely around the time we're all like thrusted into remote learning, and I want to really cover between both of you being students during remote learning, what that looks like, and then having to interact with each other with so much tech in the home. What's that like for both of you?
It's difficult because one person's trying to get on one thing and then our Wi-Fi is just not working for one person. And then, yeah.
I was blessed by the experience of being a full-time online student before COVID. I was like, okay, I got this. My life hasn't changed. I work at a hospital, so I'm not staying home. And my school didn't change at all. But I did experience more difficulty. Not that it was bad, but before I was able to access my teachers quite quickly. And now there was a lot more demand for the teachers' times. And like our tutoring options were filling up a lot faster, more difficult to get in. And but otherwise, it wasn't too big of a transition on my end of school.
Right.
For Addison, having me as a teacher.
Oh, how'd that go? Wow, Addison, your eyes say so. Tell me why with the eyes, Addison, as your mom as a teacher.
It was difficult because we were learning one thing and then I was all, wait, no, we're supposed to do this. And then she's all, no, we're supposed to do this.
Right.
There's a generation difference in how math was taught.
I'm already tired of talking about how math is going. I saw some videos on what kids have to do now and I'm like, I would never make it. So now I'm seeing that your mom is, you know, leader, and also on top of that, you're a homeschool teacher, and on top of that, being a frontline worker. How do you manage with that part now, Cheryl?
Before the pandemic, I was very task oriented. I was very timely. If I wasn't there 10 minutes early, I was late. And after this transition, everybody in the world is dealing with different complications and how things are working. It just seems like there's a delay to any start time. So I've learned to have more grace. And honestly, different things are more important now. I'm not so focused on the fact that I was late. I'm more focused on the fact that I made it there safely, that everyone is taking a moment to breathe and we're going to get through this. So definitely a lot more grace now. We have really enjoyed cancellations of events. Each other. I think Addison can testify that we're a go, go, go family. So the pandemic has kind of had some blessings for us.
That's wonderful. Addison, what's it like to see your mom come home and go to work every day in the middle of this? Do you worry with her being a frontline worker?
I worry a little bit because I'm not so sure of like what may happen, like stuff like that. But I'm also really like proud of her.
Yeah.
Because of doing that, like it takes a lot to just do that.
Yeah. So with all of, you know, this new community that your mom was introduced to in the summer through new leadership, she really employed all her connections with your kindness project. Can you tell me about your summer kindness project that you did?
Yeah. So it was like she helped a lot because like she, you and Amy were really helpful. Like telling me how to like Amy was like how to stand and like what to do instead of just saying some of the time. So yeah.
Did you enjoy seeing your mom mobilize all of social media to get you where you needed to go?
Yes.
Your mom was real timely with that. How did that kind of support make you feel?
It made me feel like happy because like I know she'll always like help me with something if I need it. And like, always have my like back if I need something like spread.
So you know, you've been talking about kindness a lot, and now that you know the contest is over and whatnot, what do you think you gained most from that and why kindness is so important in 2020 with the pandemic?
Well, kindness in 2020 is so important because like we're all like going crazy right now trying to figure stuff out.
It's amazing that, you know, both of you are just trying your best to be leaders remotely and whatnot. So now that you see your classmates less, do you think you have more an opportunity to be a leader or not? What does that look like for both of you?
Oh, I'm getting the nudge under the desk. I think that she's leading me to go first. I think that I get to perform more as a leader now in regards to how I respond to a situation, sets an example for people who might be unsure how they're going to respond to it. I can, for example, at work, if I'm scared or overreacting to the smallest thing, my patients might start to build that fear in themselves and start to overreact. But if I keep my cool and my calm and just provide the evidence or the information that will help them in that moment, I think it will lead to better healthcare. I feel like at home, being honest with my daughter, she asked me, did you have a scary situation today? If I say, well, I was nervous during this event, but this is how we resolved it and I'm okay now. Or sometimes it's just saying, hey, I'm going to take all my clothes off in the garage and not bring any clothes into the house.
Right.
To the dump. But
that's huge. Yeah, that's a huge caution to do. So,
yes. It was difficult at first because the pandemic, there was so much that was unknown. And being a single mother, I didn't want to pass anything on to my daughter, but also my caregiver was my grandmother, who's elderly. So I had that extra fear that she would, what I would give to my daughter, she would take to my grandma. And I didn't want that responsibility of getting my grandma sick. So I pushed my daughter away for a little bit in the beginning of March.
Fair.
Stay in that room. I'll stay here. And it no one ever wants to push their child away, especially when they need reassurance when things are scary. And like, I'd even like push her out of the car and say, go see grandma. And I didn't hug my grandma or see my grandma up close for
about like 30 days at least.
30 days for sure before I would get close, like to open the window. And then
wow.
A couple months before I even like stepped into her house. So that was hard. Wow. My grandma raised me. So.
Oh, wow. That's like 3-4 generations of women with women, like in the family and the closeness that's there. And you really bring up a really great point about touch, right? Like the hugging and like, you know, being affectionate and not being able to do that because you've given so much time to work and whatnot. So Addison, too, rounding out that point about leadership, do you think that you have opportunities to be a leader online to your peers?
Yes, definitely, because I've been like watching her videos and like kind of listening in and like
wow
to say and just be like, oh well, I learned this from this, like this from this person. And, yeah,
Addison, it is kind of a dream for a mom to have a kid who can be a sponge with the kind of values that are being absorbed and that it's not fake at all, right? What Cheryl does at home is something that you actually enjoy and hope to embody. So overall, for Cheryl, what's it like to be Addison's mom?
Ultimately, she's like screening my answers when we talked about this earlier, but she's amazing. She is kind. She is welcoming to just about everybody I've ever seen her come in contact with. She's shy, but she's really stepping into who she is as a young lady. I was extremely proud to watch her step up for the kindness challenge that she participated in and to see her be a finalist in that. And examples of how she could teach different kids to be kind. And I got to oversee her teacher share that with her classmates and
wow.
The reaction that she had. From the feedback from her classmates made her stronger in her own conviction. And she also, I think, inspired a couple kids. They said they were going to try it next year, right?
Wow, that's huge. That's where you really win, Addison, you know, the impact
and then,
sides in the title.
Yeah.
And then I'm always trying to raise her to be comfortable in situations that I didn't feel comfortable with, as far as like into political things and talking about difficult conversations, domestic abuse, race.
Right.
And she's very strong and independent. And as a mother, that can be very difficult, but I'm raising her that way. So I just know that it's going to benefit her as she gets older into those high school years. And I don't think she's going to have trouble with peer pressure.
Right. Right. Before Addison answers what it's like to be your, as a mom that you're like, I think that you raise a really good point about having the terminology about domestic violence and assault and whatnot at the age that she's at, because by the time she is a teen, she will be able to articulate this fully if things do occur to peers or, you know, or if she's witness to it. So that is a hefty and beautiful gift your mom has given you, Addison. So what's it like as Cheryl's your mom?
It's really great because I've been learning off of her how to be a leader and how to be like kind and like even if I like go down like one, she'll always tell me to like keep trying and like keep working hard. So it makes me really proud to be her daughter because
Jean, I'm really strict too.
She is really strict.
Oh, how is she strict though? How is she strict, Addison? It's okay.
Some days I'll just be like working and then I may just take a break and I'll say I'm taking a break, but I'm not.
Oh, mom knows you really well. We all try to play tricks on our moms. You know, I too, you know, sometimes I live briefly with my mom, and I'm always still trying to pull tricks as an adult. Wow. You know, that I always refer back to this, the Kindness Project, because I think you taught a lot of the people on your mom's network as adults what kindness means, because we're forgetting too in 2020. Adults are bombarded with, you know, still doing their jobs remotely, the election, you know, just everything, every other issue flying in the world. And to hear kids say, like, there's still room to be human to humans is huge. So what are the two of you looking forward to as, you know, 2020 is coming in to an end in the next few months?
I'm looking forward to the end of school. Like, mm-hmm. I will be finished with my associates. And
wow,
quite exciting. It's been 2.5 years of full-time school, full-time work, full-time parent. And we're going to sleep.
Wow. Yeah. The greatest celebration is rest and sleep.
What are you looking
forward to? I love it.
I'm looking forward to just really, like, getting, like, learning more and more in school. Mm-hmm. Like, we're learning history right now. Just learn more about, like, Alexander Hamilton and George Washington and all of them. Mm-hmm. So I'm really looking forward to that. Tony.
Yeah, let's go back to talking about grandma in this pandemic. The two of you are taking huge precautions. What, you know, I've heard from Cheryl what she's doing. What are you doing to take care of grandma as well as she cares for you, Addison?
I'm really trying to, like, make sure, like, she's not too worried about, like, mm-hmm. me, so that way she can, like, relax and just, like, eat, like, just breathe and stuff like that.
Right. That's so grown up of you. You know, usually we think it's the older people who take care of us, but not you. And so when I caught up with your mom earlier this week, you were able to be outside in the beautiful weather. What were you guys doing?
Girls on the Run.
We were doing my Girls on the Run thing. It was like Girls on the Run, like showing how to be a leader and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And are you enjoying that program and being social and still developing these leadership skills?
Yes, it's amazing.
And so you're now, you have, I believe you get a mentor in Girls on the Run. What's it like to now have a mentor? Because your mom had access to that during the summer. Now you kind of have your own mini new leadership thing going on here.
Yeah, it's really great because, like, they're just there. Like,
right.
How do they make you feel? How do your coaches pump you up?
It's always like, they always make me feel like if, like, some day I'm, like, feeling kind of sad, they'll always be like, mm-hmm. oh, hey, let's do something that'll, like, make your inner star power, like, explode.
Oh, inner star power. I mean, I think a lot of us forget that we have that. So great to have adults that foster it. You too, like, I was just spending the whole year watching Gilmore Girls, and I've always had this romanticized idea of single mom and daughter, and the two of you are the real deal in terms of, like, your relationship and your closeness. So when I was talking about the end of 2020 and whatnot, Addison, do you have plans after mom graduates and winter break that you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to everything when she's done with school. But, like, I'm really looking forward to asking her, like, what, like, she has, like, learned and, like, completed. And, like, to give her a whole bunch of, like, congratulations and stuff like that.
That is awesome. Yes. It's authentic, you know. Sometimes, you know, the huge shift in time commitments that parents make kind of makes us grumpy, like they have less time. And you've done a huge adjustment of accepting that your mom has aspirations in her life, even as accomplished she was re-entering college and whatnot. So you too are a huge part of like your mom's support system. So I wanted to ask, you know, in 2021, as we, you know, think about a more hopeful year, what are you hoping for in 2021?
I am hoping for travel and just kind of escaping our house and giving us some freedom while we motivate each other and we support each other. We still are a mom and daughter, and we still have our bickerments and our frustrations, and especially being so close together. So I think it will be good and healthy for us to really kind of explore again and have something new to talk about instead of what we've been confined to in our little network of work and school and grandma's house.
Like that makes so much sense. So what do you guys do recreationally now when you're home? Because I have always, I guess I just imagine like you guys just work and then rest, you know, like remote work, go to work and then, or remote school. And so what kind of fun do you guys try to drum up as mom and daughter at home?
We try to like get movies in like every 2 days, at least a week. So that way we can still like spend time together without it being like, okay, you need to do on this. You need to go on this.
And I think your mom let you camp inside the house or build certain things. What were you able to get to do that you wouldn't normally do for pandemic 2020 building wise? I think you built a desk too, or in like a makeshift desk.
Yeah, so that was for my Girl Scouts. It was like virtual camp. So I had like my little tiny tent just set up in our living room.
It was not tiny.
It was, but it wasn't.
And we, how long was that up? The tent.
It was about probably like 3 weeks because we left it up like one more week.
Nice. Nice. You know, my mom would have tore down some kind of fortress. So the fact that you had it for 3 weeks says a lot about, you know, your mom's patience with it.
I may have tripped over it a couple times. There might have been some like F-bombs dropped here and there. But like when it came down, we were excited. I think both of us were. But
I forgot what the living room looked like. It was so big.
When was the decision to finally take it down? Whose decision got to be?
Like it's time. That was definitely
it's time to wrap it up.
And she would have left it up forever.
I'm all just let me keep it up. She's all nope.
So did mom help you build this Girl Scout tent, or you did it by yourself?
She was there to like kind of guide me through what was going on, but I was the one like building it, putting it together. But she was there to like help me if like I couldn't read the directions clearly. She was help me.
Normally, as a parent, you don't go to Girl Scout camp, and since it was virtual, I got to kind of experience it. And I did treat it as if she was away at camp. I like as soon as I came home from work, I was like, okay, you're at camp. And I would go lock myself in the bedroom and do homework.
Nice.
And she would log online and she would sing her camp songs with the groups and do their projects. And I got to be unofficial campmate. So I would take her outside to go look at the stars. So I got to experience a little bit of a world that for the last 3 years I haven't seen and only heard about.
Right.
So that was kind of unique, a different blessing that we received out of a virtual Girl Scout camp, but I enjoyed it.
Way to honor that space that, you know, for Addison to have some sort of independence. And I think, Addison, didn't you do that for mom too, going through new leadership? We didn't ever really see your head pop in or out while you were with us for the week, Cheryl, unless Addison was crawling under the desk or something.
I was just hiding like behind the corner, like.
What's going on here?
Every once in a while she eavesdropped, and some of the timing worked out where I was able to have her at grandma's, but she's definitely curious. And like that last day, that's why I wanted to ask if it would be okay if she joined the space with us, because I thought it, with her curiosity, it would be a valuable experience and also maybe instill in her that she belongs around female leaders and that she can be one.
I think that's what I really liked most about you, Cheryl, was like, you did come into the space kind of unapologetically a mom. You know, you were like, my daughter is in my life, and can she have space to be here and to be seen? You know, there's a lot of cases now with people working remotely home, and there's mandates of like, no, you can't have the kid on the camera. And, you know, so for you to not suppress that she is this living human with now the access to see how hard you work, how inspirational you can be. Like, I hope that other moms, you know, take ownership of that too.
Yes, it was right. It definitely inside my head. I kind of went back and forth about it, to be honest, because I wanted to be respectful of everybody else this time too. And I can't always guarantee that my daughter will not be doing like the movable floating head in the background. But she was so respectful for most of it, and she was genuinely interested. And I just wanted to home in on that. And I do think, especially giving this new kind of work environment that many people are experiencing, we have to look at not only mothers as well. There's lots of fathers that are dealing with children at home and trying to educate on their 15-minute virtual break. But we need to get creative and welcome a healthy parenting work environment. And the ways that we can find a way to do that is by actually asking questions and sharing our feeling out what other people need and finding that neutral area and compromise with it.
Right.
In my opinion.
What kind of, for Addison, what kind of advice can you give kids who come from single parent homes?
Just to like, if they tell you to like do something, you do it, because they could be going through a harder time than like doing your chores is. Mm-hmm. Like they ask you to take the trash out, just do it, because maybe they're going through a tough time right now.
Wow. Like, that's so grown up of you to see past like, you know, mom's stress or distress or whatever she's putting out on the surface in terms of strength, and just being like, okay, I hear your vibes. I respect it. I'm not going to add to this. That's huge. That's huge. I can't believe you are aware or self-aware that way. What about you, Cheryl? What kind of advice can you give for kids who come from single parent homes?
I think there has to be a lot of communication. Addison's father is involved as far as he's actively called her consistently, but giving different circumstances in his life, he cannot always be present. And I think that causes a lot of confusion in a child's mind.
Right. Like
where they, if they actually feel valued, if they understand the situation. Sometimes I think Addison's put some self-blame a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You have to realize that it's not your fault as the kid. Life is complicated and messy. And as a parent, you have to kind of stop and like, it makes perfect sense to us in our world, like just get over it. Or, but you have to kind of stop and realize they don't understand these complicated issues, and you have to sit down and you have to explain to them, kind of in their language what's going on, and then step away and then come back a little bit later so they can process and say, hey, do you have any questions? Like I will often ask her a little bit after a phone conversation, hey, what's going on? Are you okay? Do you want to talk? And she'll say yes, and sometimes she'll say no, and I have to accept that she is not a element for me to get information from. and about the other side and respect the relationship. That's sometimes difficult, but also I think very important for a healthy relationship with her to have with her father, and then for her and I to have and realize that in our situation, we have to be separate entities. It's very unique in our situation.
Yeah. Wow. I just have gathered so much like depth between the two of you and your closeness. I'm just mind blown. I'm mind blown because you guys really do watch out for each other in a very loving way. So Addison, this is one of my last questions for you. What kind of legacy as is your mother leaving you in case you ever become a mother or in charge of something? What kind of legacy do you think she's leaving you?
Definitely how to be a leader, how to like tell your kids it'll be okay if like anything happens, and like how to be stronger and like learn and just be kind and all that amazing stuff. Just, yeah.
And for you, Cheryl, like last question is like, what are you hoping to leave Addison fully in the whole person that you are, the wonderful person that you are?
I just want to leave her knowing that there's always a chance to choose your perspective of the situation. I think one of the examples that we had is during this pandemic, we lost my grandfather, her great grandfather. He passed away. And unfortunately, we weren't able to communicate with him like we normally would. I didn't get that like last face-to-face conversation before he went into surgery. And then when he came out, he was in like one of those skilled nursing facilities where you couldn't get close. So we could have just called him on the phone, where at that point he wasn't able to hold a conversation, or we could put on a bunny costume and we could go outside his window and jump up and down and try to make him smile and then say, hey, he's got neighbors, so we're just going to hop around the whole entire building like a bunny and dance. And I want her to see that a sad perspective, you can control the feelings, you can feel the feelings, and you can present it in a way that you can handle. And if she can learn that with anything from death to schoolwork or frustration with me, like she can pass that down to anybody too.
I mean, you, Cheryl, you are a manifester of actual intangible joy. And I see that so much of in Addison, and it gives, you know, when everyone's thinking it's the apocalypse of 2020, I see your relationship and I see Addison's response to the world. And I know that there are parents out there like you who are going to make sure we do have bright futures despite all the odds we're experiencing. So thank you for sharing this space with me.
And thank you for being with us too, Jean. It's been a awesome experience to meet you, and you definitely motivate, I know, myself, and I know Addison follows you on Instagram too, so there's probably some more motivation going on down there. And we really enjoy that this world has kind of brought us into the same circle.
Yes, me too. Thanks, Addison.
Thank you.
Cool.
Awesome. Good question.